In celebration of 80 years of funeral service to the community of Victoria, this is Chapter 5 of the Tobin Story. By 1984, Tobin Brothers had been serving the Melbourne community for half a century, and in commemoration of that milestone, the Board of Directors decided to establish the Tobin Brothers Foundation, making former County Court Judge Frank Walsh, AMQC, its inaugural chairman.
The purpose of the foundation was to help persons or groups who were conducting very fine work, but didn't have the financial wherewithal, but still were doing very good work. The principal and donor into the foundation was the Tobin family, and the charter was not to spend the capital, but to just let the capital quietly grow and make annual grants from the interest earned by the capital. And that was done in my 17 years, that's what we did.
By 2012, the Tobin Brothers Foundation had made more than 230 separate monetary awards to worthy community groups, totaling more than $335,000. Throughout its eight decades, Tobin Brothers Funerals has prided itself on being the industry's leading innovator. And one of the best illustrations of that is that it was the first funeral company to actively market the availability of a pre-need funeral. This came about as a result of a growing number of people who were approaching the company with a view to putting in place their wishes for the funerals at some point in the future of an elderly relative. It was decided to market a funeral plan and fix the price so that even if the purchaser of the plan were to live another 10 or 20 years, the cost of the funeral at that time would remain unchanged. Well, after a less than promising start, the growth in earnings from the fixed price funeral plan actually exceeded the price of funerals, making it a win-win situation for the client family and the company. In part 6 of the Tobin story, the company adds 6 more branches to its network and raises the bar on industry training.